also wasn't covered with cloth. The arms were just wood. Okay.
And the whole thing was leather. We had mamas for a long, long time after she and Betty died, and she was back with a different chair. For a long time.
Would you just pull it out like you do those bedrooms?
Yeah, you picked it up from the, like this one, you see sitting here, you pick it up and it just come back out like that. Start from the back of it. My soap in there is old, nothing by soap. Had it for 50 years.
Good piece of furniture.
Yeah.
It lasts that long. What about on the windows? Do you ever have those things that roll up and down?
Had shades?
Yeah.
We never had blinds.
What about in the bedroom? What kind of furniture did you have in there?
I had my mama's bed now that her and my dad started even asking. 1914. It was a brace bed. And they had feather beds. That was really the mattress instead of a mattress like we have now. They had springs, but they had feather beds.
Okay. Just stuffed with the
feathers. They were made, had ticking. I had my mama's feather bed too.
Yeah, what was the ticking made out of?
It was like a ticking that you buy material now. A ticking. And it was stuffed with the feathers, goose feathers.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I know what you're talking about. They made their own?
Yeah.
What they what kind of covers did they have on?
Well, we had sheets. The sheets were similar to what we have now. Well, Mom and Daddy's sheets were what we have now. But I remember Grandma and Nana's sheets were made out of, they called it sheeting, and she made them. I have a bedspread that my grandmother made out of sheeting, and each day that would come out in the journal, bird, and she, you draw it off, and she embroidered around those birds until she had collected all the birds, and she made the bedspread out of it. Spliced it between the squares, made the bedspread out of it. It's not worn, but I have it in my six chairs, you know, I won't always keep it.
Yeah, is that what they call them, just a bedspread?
Yeah, and then they embroidered a lot of bedspreads. I have a, I'll see this. My grandmother made this. I think it made me a
What about to keep warm on the bed?
Well, they had quilts.
They made
which is a thing that is really coming back now.
Yeah, it's true.
And Grandma Nana and Mama Nana did an awful lot of quilting. What quilting she did, she pieced them on the machine, but Grandma Nana and Aunt Levy would piece by hand, you know. And then they quilted by hand. They'd have an all-day quilting party. Till the rig go in and they put the quilts in a frame, hang it down from the ceiling.
Yeah.
Well, our senior citizens do that now. They're quilting one than senior citizens. In Oklahoma County.
Yeah.
They do a lot of quilting down there, man. For different people that know that they quilt, and there's not but about five of them that can really do pretty work. They quilt.
I started on one that I was gonna make. My husband said he was gonna build me with a frame like his grandmother had.
But you know,
I started thinking, I said,